The Senate Armed Services Committee is reviewing a group of new White House nominees to fill top-level positions at the Department of Defense. The list includes DOD's general counsel position, the commander of Pacific Command, and three assistant secretary positions. In this highlight from yesterday's nomination hearing, ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator James Inhofe, has quadrennial defense review questions on his mind, and he directs those specifically to Robert Scheer. He's the White House's nominee for Assistant Secretary of Defense for Strategy, Plans, and Capabilities.
We talk about doing that every, I think that's Title 10, every 4 years. But also specifically talks about the national security strategy. Now, reading from Title 50 of Section 3043 says the President shall transmit to Congress each year a comprehensive report on the national security strategy of the United States. That's pretty specific, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
What are your intentions on doing to see that we start following that law?
If confirmed,
it's been 4 years now.
Yeah, if confirmed in this position, I look forward to working with the White House to helping them produce a national security strategy.
You can work with them, but I'd like to have a little stronger answer because you're going to be responsible for this area.
Certainly, Senator, and I will be responsible for, if confirmed, for the Quadrennial Defense Review publication and drafting, which obviously gets approved by the Secretary, where we talk about the defense strategy. We make sure that whenever we develop that defense strategy, we do it in consultation with the White House and other interagency players throughout the administration. So that is something I can assure you I will continue to do.
Good. That's good.
That's Ranking Member James Inhofe of the Senate Armed Services Committee. In this highlight from the nomination hearing, he asks Dave Berteaux, the White House's nominee for Assistant Secretary of Defense for Logistics and Materiel Readiness, a question that he says hasn't been answered in almost three decades.
It seems on acquisition reform, I can remember 28 years ago, for the 8 years I spent in the House, and then since the last 20 years in the Senate, we've talked about the acquisition reform. We've done a lot of talking about it. And every time that we come up with something, they want more regulations and this type of thing. I'm beginning to think that maybe you might be particularly suited for this in that you had this in your background, but you left this area in government in 1993. Is that correct? And now you're coming back. Does that give you a fresher look at this? And for the record, if you could kind of give me a report on what you might be able to do differently because of your unique background. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I would also refer you to my testimony before this committee back on April 30th, which already included some of that.
That's Dave Berteaux, the White House's selection to become Assistant Secretary of Defense for Logistics and Materiel Readiness. Admiral Harry Harris is the President's choice to be the next commander of Pacific Command. In this highlight from the confirmation hearing, Admiral Harris explains his vision of the future military strategy for the Pacific region.
Our most volatile and dangerous threat is North Korea, with its quest for nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them intercontinentally. The dramatic rise of China's military, the uncertainty about how it will use its growing capabilities, and its provocative actions in the region represent our most enduring challenge. As we continue to defend our national interests abroad, our efforts are bolstered by our teammates in the State Department and across government. Our collective efforts amid the challenges I mentioned underscore the importance of America remaining strong and engaged in the region. American leadership does matter. Since our strategic rebalance was announced 3 years ago, we broadened our operations with Japan, deployed Marines rotationally to Australia, and improved missile defense in cooperation with South Korea. We've also signed an important security agreement with the Philippines. The rebalance is real, and although we all have concerns about the fiscal landscape, I believe that America has a staying power to sustain it. But there is more work to do, and if confirmed, I will remain laser-focused on deepening our regional alliances and partnerships to increase our combat agility and readiness. I'm fortunate to have had operational and policy experiences, command assignments, and educational opportunities that align completely with PACOM's mission. I believe they have prepared me well for the challenges ahead. If confirmed, I will follow the trails blazed by some truly great leaders like Admiral Sam Locklear, Bob Willard, and Tim Keating, all of whom mentored me and shaped my understanding of this region. Admiral Locklear's leadership of PACOM for the last 3 years has been of critical importance, and I'm proud to have served as his Navy component at Pacific Fleet. I look forward to serving alongside the world's best soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and civilians and their families as well as working with this committee and the Congress as a whole to address the national security challenges that we have. Mr. Chairman and distinguished committee members, leading PACOM is a significant responsibility. If confirmed, I pledge to all of you that I will devote all of my energy and focus to the job.
That's Admiral Harry Harris. He is President Obama's nominee to become the next commander of Pacific Command. The nominee for Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs is Elissa Slotkin. In this highlight from the confirmation hearing, she outlines her plans for that job if she's confirmed.
The position of Assistant Secretary for International Security Affairs spans a huge area of responsibility. It covers Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and the Western Hemisphere. America's national security interests in these parts of the world are as profound as they are vast. From ensuring the transatlantic alliance and ensuring that it's prepared to meet the challenge of Russian aggressive behavior, to meeting the threats in the Middle East and the generational change taking place there, to the proliferating extremist groups in Africa or the instability in Central America, I remain convinced that the United States must play a central role. If confirmed, I look forward to working with the committee and Congress as a whole to develop the policies, partnerships, and posture the department needs to address these challenges. Mr. Chairman, the responsibility of the Assistant Secretary for International Security Affairs is profound and a mission I take extremely seriously. I believe my experience in the intelligence community, the Department of State, the National Security Staff, and the Department of Defense have prepared me for the complexities of this account. I've benefited both in the field and in Washington from close civil-military cooperation, something I believe is critical to countering new threats. I have the benefit of learning from exemplary bosses such as John Negroponte, Jack Lew, and Michelle Flournoy, who I believe embody the meaning of committed leadership. If confirmed, I hope to live up to their expectations and those of the committee.
That's Elissa Slotkin, the White House's selection to become Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs. You can find a link to watch the entire hearing later this afternoon at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.